今天很高兴啊，有机会能够在那和大家有一些特别的分享。
I'm really glad to be here, to have this special sharing.
我每次在分享的时候都会想到，就想到就说我们生命的成长到底就说有什么事情，可以帮助我们真实的好像在神面前能够有更多的领受。
So when I think about coming up here, I think about, you know, what can we learn, what can we do to continue our growth in God.
所以我每次来的时候都会想到很多题目。
So whenever I'm planning for this, I think about a lot of topics.
我想我是上面几以前几次讲的那个 topic， 我想都是一直不断的讲到信心，讲到我们对我们自己的真实的光景的认识，然后也是讲，甚至更多的我们提到，就是说主耶稣为我们是成就的。
In the last couple of times when I spoke, it was all about you know what is faith, what did God do for us, and what is our true spiritual condition.
但是我知道，就是说我们这个天然的情况，就我们当时听的时候，觉得还可以，也许可能哦，这个精神还可以。然后听完以后，我们很快就可能忘了。
But I know, our human nature. When we first hear it, we feel like we understand it. It's okay, we're okay. But then we forget what we heard.
所以我后来想，就是说，所以我这次我想选择一个，就是用不同的方式来在一块有些分享。因为我们所讲的所有东西啊，讲来讲去啊，我们不能都不会离开圣经的。
So this time I want to share something similar, but from a different perspective. And the whole point is that, no matter what we share, we shouldn't deviate from the Bible.
So I want to share that I chose a book called Peter's letter, Peter's first letter, actually. So I want to share this book and start sharing some content. And then I want to say,我不可能全部靠这所有东西，然后我们只要有机会，然后我们就继续把这个彼得书信这个所提到的各个这个重要的信息和内容啊，然后帮我们在不断的讲，就是好像在分享。这样一个好处是什么呢？就当我们每一次就这本书好像每次读的时候，你好像哦，我们曾经有这样一个分享过，或许这样会帮助我们更容易记忆。
Today I want us to focus on 1 Peter, and through reading this we can understand, see from a different perspective, what our faith is. But also, we're not going to be able to read into the entire chapter, but at least we will understand the key points, the narrative, and see how it applies. And that way we'll remember it more in the future when we read this book.
因为我想大家都知道，就我们都在读书，读书曾经读过书的，就或者现在读书的人，我们都知道一个读书是什么样形式。就我们读书的时候必须要有一个，就是有一个教材。
So now I'm sure most of you have all studied. And when we studied, you need to have material.
那个就是说，如果我们讲什么东西泛泛的讲的话，就是你最后对你没什么帮助。可是但是有一本具体的东西，我们好像就在都在探讨同一个东西的时候，我们就要发现就是就说不断的因为不断的反复，所以慢慢的就说知识就系统化。
Now if we were just only talking about certain things, we might not really understand it or remember it.But if we have something where we can all read together and continuously read and meditate and learn, then we'll be able to internalize that knowledge.
圣经的确是一本就比较这是一本好像一本书，就是说起来也是不难，因为神有那么多的我们在世上有那么多的信息，那么多的事情，但神只给我一本书。你把这本书读懂那就够了，可是就这一本书呢，你发现，我想大家都知道，就好像不容易读懂似的。
So now it might actually seem rather easy that God gave us just this one book in a world where we have so many resources and information, but God gives us just this one Bible. But yet, oftentimes, we find it actually pretty challenging to understand just this one book.
但是我们就大家都读过书以后很清楚一点，就是说我们只要把其中一个就相对说比较重要的一章节一本书能够读懂的话，你会发现你就触类旁通。
And so what we've also realized in our own experience is if we really if we're able to just pick up one chapter or even one book and really understand it, it will help us understand a lot of the rest of the Bible.
Yeah. 所以我在想就是说我们就是我们这样稍微开始探讨然后慢慢就是把希望能够把卷书一本书能好真实的能够读懂，你读懂的话你就会发现就是说哇它的原来就是圣经是对通的。
So I hope that we can really have a discussion and to really understand just this one book, and if we understand it thoroughly then we'll realize how it's connected to the entire scripture.
我先稍微介绍一下这个彼得西这本书信的它背景是怎么回事这样的话就我们大家知道就是说它这个就是我们就可以看到就这本书与我们的信心生活是怎么相关联的。
So I want to share the context and the background to this first letter Peter wrote, so we can understand how it relates to our lives.
你看彼得当时为什么写这本书就是他写出的背景是因为是在就是当时的罗马皇帝叫尼洛，就他就说他因为这个人很特别，他好像据说是因为他好像有特别的喜好要把罗马这个帝国就是说把那个城市就通通就是就搞成新的建筑，就把老的要毁掉然后换成新的建筑。那既然他要成就这件事情的就嘛，他就好像据说可能就大家是猜测是那回事，因为是他就是引搞了那么个要法子，就用火把罗马城市给烧了三分之一的。
So the background to this is that during the time when Peter wrote this, there was a Caesar in Rome named Nero, and he had a particular interest in rebuilding a lot of the cities in Rome. And so according to what people said, they figured that what happened in Rome was that because he wanted to rebuild a lot of the structures, he intentionally set the city on fire and it burned about a third of the city.
那当很显然就是因为那么多就被都烧了，然后大家就怒气就上来了，那这样的话怎么办呢，就是那矛头是突然指向他了。于是呢他想到就是说要找一个替罪的，就好像把这个责任转到别人身上去，所以他选择了一个权人，就是当时教皇在社会上已经开始被别人好多有误解的基督徒。
So when he did this, of course the people became really angry and he realized that people would soon turn their anger towards him, so he wanted to find a scapegoat. And so the scapegoat he found was the Christian community, which at the time, a lot of the societies in Rome, they already had some misunderstandings about Christianity and Christians.
所以呢，从那时候开始，就是真的是好像基督徒大遭逼迫
And so from that moment, the Christians were heavily persecuted.
所以彼得是在这种情形下就是写这本书信给这些基督徒们，当时在这个那个叫 persecution 就是那个叫迫害逼迫迫害的话，当时从罗马开始然后延伸到各个地方去，所以那时候他写这个信的时候的话是在罗马时候写的，然后紧接告诉他们，因为他们已经从延绵出去了，到时候很快就要这些事情就要发生在他们身上，或者已经开始正在进行当中了。
So when Peter wrote this letter, it was when the persecution was beginning, and he wrote it in Rome, knowing that the persecution would spread out from Rome to the other regions of the empire.
你想想，就作为我们一般的人，一般的就常识也知道，就哇，像我们作为基督徒已经是不容易了。好像这个就已经然后就破这个这样的大逼迫又来了，而且是从政府好像这样的就是专门指示延续下来的。那当然就大家很清楚一点，就是说就想着想着就说就想着就说哇这个非常不容易啊，然后我们能不能 survive， 就是我们能不能就是好像 怎么样在这过程当中我们不知道怎么办，我们能不能就说好像能够站住呢，我们所信的东西能真的管用吗？
So of course many of the believers and Christians at the time, it was already pretty difficult being a Christian in a society, and then now the government is turning against them, to persecute them. And so many of the believers probably would have started thinking, you know, this is really challenging, this is hard, will we be able to survive, and is our faith enough to save us?
彼得是在这种光景下告诉他们，就激励他们，使他们让他们清楚知道，你要知道你是谁，你就会发现你一定能站住。
So Peter, when he wrote this, it was to encourage the believers, the Christians, to remind them of who they are, and if they know who they are, then they will be able to firmly know that they can stand.
这个你看这样的话，就我们都清楚知道了，就说，因为我们每个人既然即使在今天的生活。我们好像在外面可能就相对说比较平稳，但是我们在生活当中是不断的会发现，我们真正遭遇各种各样的这种不容易的环境，对不对？我们就好像经过患难似的。那同样也在我们情况下，那这个我们这个情形和在相对那个情形的话，已经是好像这好像程度差别很大。但我们同样会遇到个问题一样，我们靠什么能站住
？So you know, obviously from this we can understand how it relates to our own lives.In the way that we too, even though in some ways our lives may seem okay, but we also know we have to deal with a lot of different types of situations and different types of persecution in our own lives and difficulties. And the question, even though, you know, our circumstance is, you know, vastly different than what the Christians in this context were going through, we also have to ask ourselves, what do we rely on to stand firm?
你看这个，我们稍微读开始读一点点啊，因为我们今天要讲的内容相对来说要是就好像因为很多其他的圣经相关的内容，所以我不可能就是说把神都读了，但是我们可以先看第一个 paragraph 啊，就是从这个就是第一段，就彼得书信第一章三到九节。
So let us first start by reading 1 Peter chapter 1 from verses 3 to 9.
我因为今天这个讲的内容稍微有时候有可能有很多地方啊，又可能牵涉到的，那么我翻圣经的时候的话，就圣经可能就有很多内容到处来就那穿来穿去的，这样的话就很容易就说的不好听的话就容易如果圣经不熟，尤其圣经不熟的情况下的话，翻来翻去就翻 lost 掉了，就不知道在讲什么。但是我告诉你，就是你不需要害怕，就是你不一定要翻，但你只要听就行了，好吗？
So when we read this, we might reference a lot of different parts of the Bible and scripture, but it's okay if you guys don't want to flip to other places, just listen.
但也是重要的章节，我必须要仔细要探讨一下，然后这样的话就我们可以稍微知道某个点神怎么说的，然后以至于我们清楚知道那个意思所在。
But there are some places where we need to dive a little deeper, and I will focus in on them so we can understand what God has to say.
我先读了彼得前书一章三到九节，我读给大家听啊。愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不朽坏，不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必得着所预备的到末世要显现的救恩。因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的心情既被试炼，就比那被火试炼仍然能坏的金子更宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得到称赞、荣耀、尊贵。你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今谁不得见他，却因信他，就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得到你们的信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.And into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
在这种就是好像这样满，就看到这种很不容易、非常逼迫的情形下，他们怎么？而且保罗，这个彼得虽然是说的，就是他你是他去讲的讲，像你们要叫什么呀？要因此有大喜乐，而且甚至他讲就是说，你们好像没有见过耶稣一样，也没有就是没有见过耶稣，所以虽然今天还看不见他，然后就因着信你们有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐，哇，这什么意思？
So interestingly, in this kind of situation where the Christians were experiencing, Peter tells them that they should rejoice greatly, and in fact he says that you believe that these Christians trust in Jesus, and though they have not seen Jesus, they love Jesus, so that in that they should be filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. But what does this mean?
Yeah, 这就我们常常这很严很容易讲这个话的时候，我们突然会联想到另外一个地方呀。神的旨意是什么？常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，常常喜乐。我们都觉得好像常常喜乐，你怎么能够常常喜乐起来了？生活有那么多的不容易，你顺境的时候你还可以不错，还可以喜乐。但是你路逆境的时候，怎么能还喜乐呢？但是这个地方我们要好好探讨，就发现有很多东西让我们知道，我们有很多实在是别人所不能、世人所不能理解的满有荣光大喜乐。
So when we read these verses, it reminds us of another scripture where it tells us about God's will for us to rejoice always and to give thanks to Him. And so, you know, in difficult circumstances, how do we have this joy? This joy is different.
Yeah. 这个地方讲的很显然，就我们要看是前后要看的话，就实际上就是什么？就因为关键讲是什么？他是讲到就是前面，因为他讲起了前面一个哈。第六节谈，因此你们要大喜的原因是什么？因为前面有这样个背景，前面背景是什么？他要是因着主耶稣，也因着神啊，叫神的怜悯啊，就是第三节的，他照自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。所以你会有盼望，而且呢是这个因着，就说你这个人啊，和别人不同是什么？因着神的怜悯，记住耶稣是成就的，耶稣是就是成就的，就从死里复活的话，你重生了，以至于就你有活泼的盼望。
So you know when we read verse 6 when it says in this you greatly rejoice, what is the this? And that's referring to in verse 3, in verses 3 where it says that it is His great mercy that has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so what this means is that God has allowed us to be born again. He has given us a new and living hope, and that's why we can rejoice.
哎，这个盼望是什么？就这个盼望就是什么？就你这个盼望，你会得是什么盼望？叫是可以得着起来，不能朽坏。就那个是不能朽坏，也不能玷污，也不会衰残，是为你们存留在天上的基业。
And what is special about this living hope? In verse 4, it says that it's an inheritance that can never perish. It doesn't spoil, it doesn't fade, and it's kept in heaven for you.
那第五节就说，这个中文翻译就是说，你们因信蒙神能力保守的人啊，他原文才讲一下，你们是嘛？这些人是被神的能力所保守的，是通过信来保守的。然后这通过信保守的这些人怎么样？叫必能得着所预备到末世显现的救恩。
And in verse 5, it tells us that it is through faith. It is this faith that we are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation.
Yeah. 所以就这个地方让我们很清楚看到一点嘛，是讲这个地方你们大喜了是吗？是因着你的救恩。
And so the reason why we can have this great joy is actually because of our salvation.
是因着神的救恩而欢喜快乐。
And we're glad because of God's salvation.
我们知道，如果你信主的话，怎么样？你都有救恩，对不对？那么你就会应该是什么？ 常常因救恩而欢喜快乐。
And we know as believers, what does that mean? That means we're saved, we have the salvation, and if we have the salvation, then we should always be living in the joy of the salvation.
但是我们常常会发现我们都很多人是怎么样？并没有这个感觉，是不是？好像是觉得是很好的好事情，但是怎么样？但是你认识不够深入，以至于好像就说，我所关心的是这个，就是但是神要满足我这个，我就喜乐了。然后呢，就是你没有想到，就是说神给你的就是远超乎你所求所想的，但是人家那个好像离我很远，我不完全清楚的。但我喜欢的是这个。
So often, but what we realize in our own lives is that we don't feel like this. We don't feel this joy. Even though we know the salvation is a good thing, we don't fully comprehend it in depth. And often we have our own desires, and we feel that only when God fulfills our desires, that's the only time we are joyful. And so we have this disconnect between our understanding of God's salvation for us.
但是你如果你真正的认识到你的救恩是多么不宝贵的话，那你就会发现，就说你会发现，就其他的都算不得什么。
But if we truly understand how precious the salvation is for us, then we'll realize how everything else does not matter.
因为我们都记得，就保罗他自己所讲的一段话啊，在那我不去翻了，我们就开始就简单描述就行了。他以为他自己他一生度过经过那么多的训练，然后他就很清楚，好像就按照他们的那个他们所知道的叫法利，就做了些很非常严谨的法利赛人，他在外面所做所行的，在人看来就好像无可指责。
So let's think about Paul. You know, Paul he even said, you know, he was trained under the strictest sect of the, you know, Pharisees and.On the outside, to everybody, everyone could say he was truly great.
那你看我们现在讲的话，现在讲哇，这个人真的无可挑剔，那真的好得不得了，那就是他是肯定是说应该是天国之才。
And you know, for us, maybe we'll say such a person. Oh, you can't say anything wrong about them.
但是呢，当神的光照一下临到他的时候，他突然发现是什么？他全是 lost.
But when the light of God shone upon him, he realized that everything.He lost.
他原来他就发现，就是说他尽管他自己好像都拥有这些人，他自己发现自己的心在神面前并不对，然后他就说根本他没有就没有这个好像没有这个永生的盼望。
And so even though he pursued all of his religious efforts, in light of God, he realized that his heart was not right in front of God, and that he didn't have an eternal hope.
他才突然发现到，就是他自己是什么？他认为好像就是说，按现在讲法就是什么？就是说他自己觉得很有意，很有意，有意。
In other words, Paul he felt that he was very righteous.
他认为就他因做了这么好，那么神肯定接纳他。
And he felt that since he did such a great job, God would honor him.
但他神一光照他是才发现的什么？他原来就说他自己的心原来是那么败坏。
But then when God shone His light on him, he realized how corrupt his heart was.
Yeah. 他当然我们不去讲他就过去，实际上他是个很好的例子。我们这样看的话，我们也很好就跟人说。但是我想就是先讲一点，然后回头再看怎么回事啊。他在当最我想的是这样，他自己信主以后，他才发现就是什么？他说哦，律法规定我们不要贪，但他会发现什么呀？他有各样的贪心在里面。
And so you know, Paul, you know, he used some examples to talk about you know what happens.You know, with the law, he realized the law tells us, you know, that we should not covet. But then suddenly, because of this law, he realized there's so many desires within them that wants to covet.
Yeah. 所以他后来才知道，就是说他才在神的面光当中，他被光照以后，他才知道我们这个人在神面前真实的光景。
So only when we are in the light of God, we realize what our true condition is.
所以哦，就是说，你看，我们常往往讲叫 good news, good news。你在没有讲这个，像我们福音本来就是 good news 嘛，对不对？但是你在没有知道 good news 之前，一定要知道你的 bad news about yourself。
So oftentimes, you know, we preach the good news, and yes, the gospel, what we talk about is good news, but often the good news is not so meaningful if we don't know what the bad news is.
我们必须要知道我们自己本来的光景就，本来的光景，这个光景是什么回事？就是你，如果你不清楚的话，你真的不知道你真的需要解，你不知道觉得自己要什么好拯救的。
And so if we don't know what our true condition is, we don't know what this bad news is for us, then we don't realize why we really need salvation.
要想知道人的，我们自己这个人的那光景啊，首先我们是想了一点，我们看看人就知道了就。我们大家都是每个人在世上的人，我们稍微活到这个年龄，大家都知道每个人是什么样。你都会有一天你要死的，对吧？
And so, you know, for us as people, you know, let's just think about this. All of us, no matter who we are, how old we are, we know one day we'll have to die.
也就是说，我们在这过程当中，我们可能就是并在年轻的时候，我们在好像不断努力，都说有自己的目标。但是我们在这个，我们这个就好像在这个努力过程当中的话，就是一直是那么的艰辛，从来没有容易的时候，好像越来越多。然后呢，就是最后要等到你努力也差，好像似乎有所就的时候，你才发现自己就是慢慢身体衰残了。然后呢，就是你也自己意识到，就是将来会继续会是什么如何。
So, you know, oftentimes when we're young, we work really hard, we have our own goals, we're pursuing our own life, and then once we have, you know, accomplished many things, achieved many things, then we realize life is heading towards its end, and then we start to wonder what will happen to us.
我们的生命到底是什么样光景啊？我想我们这有一个有叫摩西在诗篇就九十篇是一个最好的 summary。我把那个就诗篇九十篇读给大家听一听，我们就可以看到，就是我们到底真实的那个平常我们那个生活的生命的光景。
So what is our true condition? And for this, I'll read from Psalm chapter 90.
摩西啊，这总共就写了两个诗篇，诗篇九十篇和诗篇九十一篇。但是在九十篇里是告诉我们，真的是就他是一个把一个生活，就一个人的一生啊，就是描述的非常就，就非常就说就用非常简单的语言就描述了人的一生会是怎样的，这样。但他所以就发现就是说，人之所以这样啊，是什么？是背后是因为神。所以他刚开始是在居然说的。对啊，主啊，对啊，主啊，你世世在在做我们的居所，诸山未曾生出，地和世界未曾你未曾造成，从亘古到永远，你是神。
So Moses, you know, he wrote two psalms, Psalm 90 and Psalm 91, and in very a few simple words, he was able to describe in essence, you know, what our life is before God.And how our life exists is because of God. So in verse 1 it says, Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations.
他就接下来他就说，他知道这个神的神是你使人归于尘土，说你们世人要回归，要归回。在你看来，千年如雨过的昨日，又如夜间的一根。叫你叫他们如水冲去，他们如睡一觉，叫早晨他们生长。如生长的草滩，早晨发芽生长，晚上就收割苦干了。然后你看，就他说你，我们因你的怒气就消灭了，就你因你的愤怒就惊慌。你将我们的罪孽摆在你的面前，然后就将我们的影沉在你的面光当中。我们所经过的日子啊，在你的震怒之下，我们度过的岁月好像一声叹息。
So.Knowing that God created us, he said that we were created from dust, and then in verse 3 says, but then you turn men back to dust. Return to dust, O sons of man, for 1,000 years in your sight are like a day, and that you sweep men away in the sleep of death, and they are like new grass in the morning, though in the morning it springs up new, by the evening it is dry and withered. We're consumed by your anger and are terrified by your indignation.
Read until the was not.
Okay, and then you have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. All our days will pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan.
他是这个地方，他告诉我们这样，像你死人归于尘土，就也就是说人啊，最终怎么样，就从尘土造的最终回到尘土去。另外他就说，在人看来，就是好像时间好像很长，但是怎么样，他千年在神面前都好像像夜根一见夜间的一根的，千年在他就昨日好像一晚上一根，对他来说就对神来说是永恒，这时间对他来说就很短暂，在这短暂的时间中，我们早就消失掉了，就。所以像人啊，这个你说，他人啊，就在你面前，就好像睡一觉一样，今天早上就像草一样的，早上是那种好像还旺盛的，到晚上就收割了，然后就消失掉了。
So what Moses is saying is that we are made from dust, and to dust we will return, and that in light of God's life, He's eternal. You know, that's why 1,000 years is only like a day. So our lives pass away so quickly in His sight, and that our lives are just like the grass, that in the morning it may spring up, but in the evening it just dries and withers.
Yeah. 生命这么样短暂。对，这样短暂的生命，也就是说生命很短暂，但是即使这样短暂的生命，居然我们什么，我们是因你的怒气而消失，因你的愤怒而惊恐，我们的罪孽摆在你面前，我们的淫恶摆在你的面光当中，所以我们经过日子是在你的震怒之下，我们的年色就好像一声叹息，是在知道就是说我们这么短暂，你仍然在，原来我们是什么，就是因为我们这样，是因为我们那个罪，是因为我们的淫恶在你面前，我们是在你的震怒中生活的，以至于就是说我们就就不容易啊。
And in fact, even though we have such a short life, in fact, in the short life we are consumed by God's anger, we're terrified by His indignation, that our iniquities are before Him and our secret sins are before God, and that we just pass away, and that our lives are short also because of our sins.
他就说我们最后第四节的天讲，我们一生的年日是70啊，就当然现在可能稍微长一点的，强壮的可以到80，但其中走灵化的不过什么，老虎愁烦转眼成空，便如飞而去了。
And in verse 10 it says the length of our days is 70, though now it may be longer, or 80 if we have strength, but our spirit and our span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away.
这也就是说，就说对一般的世人来说，对于是说，就你的我们的盼望是什么？全在这世界上。当我们一死掉，有什么？什么危险？完了。
So for just the average person on this earth, you know, where do we put our hope? Most people will put their hope in this life, but once our lives are over, we can't take any of that.
所有的世人，他所有的盼望，所有他无论在世上他怎么伟大，怎么浩瀚，就呼风唤雨的，但是他一死就什么也没有了。
So no matter who we are, no matter who puts their hope in this world, when they die, everything disappears.
Yeah, 他的希望就他的期望就所有的盼望希望就通通消失了。OK, 这就是正经点告诉你，是恶人他的情形就什么，他一死就没有了。Oh.
So all of their hope vanishes, and that's why in Psalms and Proverbs it talks about those who are evil, their hope disappears.
这就为什么说那个所罗门哦，他用自己的智慧哦，去研究让世人的观点，就是这个世人的观，这人的观点，世人观点，他研究是世界上到底什么东西是有有意义的。他研究来研究去，就发现什么？都没有意义，都没有存在，都没有存在的意义，所有事情都短暂的。
And so Solomon, he used his wisdom to try to understand, you know, the meaning of life and what's the meaning of many things that are done in this world. And he realized that, you know, everything is meaningless. It's so short.
可他看到人的，他就看到就说，就神加给世人的是，哇，是很重的劳苦。
And he also realized that, you know, God put a heavy burden upon, people.
然后呢，这些人在其中时呢，就是说你杜甫逼迫着你要干什么，要想办法生存。然后呢，你而且还很稀奇，就是说你即使劳碌在劳碌的时候呢，在劳碌的时候就你不会满足的，就是说你就有很多忧虑，有担忧什么的，就然后就是最后搞了半天，然后就你就说始终就劳劳碌碌。
And in this life, you realize that many have to toil and work hard and to make a living to survive. And then after all of that's done, there's not much left.
甚至很稀奇一点，就甚至很稀奇，就是说彼此之间有那么多的，就是就有那么多的这个尊敬、嫉妒，然后这个人心败坏的事情很多，就好，就不公义是都有。那就他就现在想，这到底是什么？就你看，有的人真的很狂傲，那最怎么样？你最后解决后如何呢？
And he also thought, you know, there's good people, there are righteous people, and there's also people who are evil or, you know, who have a lot of issues and problems and sins. And but at the end, what's everyone's result?
但所罗门想，我有智慧，他能物质所追求的，他想要得到的全部得到了。但他后来发现，这一切都好像是并不能给他带来任何的满足。于是他就想到一点，就说：“哦，他们这些恶人也死，我也跟他一样死，那么我有什么长处呢？”
So he realized that he used his wisdom to gain a lot of things, to achieve the pleasures he wanted and the knowledge he wanted to seek. But he realized that it didn't satisfy him. And then he looked at those who are wicked, and that at the end, both him and the wicked pass away. So what is the meaning of it?
也就是说他。但他在观察这些东西的时候呢，他就感觉就好像在日光之下没有新鲜事情，所以说一切都是好像虚空。但是他突然，他慢慢就在真的知道是神的恩典和启示在那里面，突然发现，任何时间都有时，叫生有时，死有时，任何时间都有它的定时。所以他才意识到，就说人，就说神有定时要怎么样，要对人进行审判的。
So that's why he started to say that there's nothing new under the sun and that everything is meaningless. But in all of this, God's grace and revelation came upon him. He realized that there is a time for everything. There's a time for living and there's a time for death. And through that, what he was saying is that what man has to understand is that there is a time for God's judgment.
也就是说，他真的是在那个他所写的就是叫《传道书》里面，让就是有两个点，让最对我们对一般世人来说一个最大的帮助，就是说你要知道你和动物其他动物不同点，就是说你是什么，你有勇，你的魂不死。
Okay. So there are two very practical points that any of us can take from Ecclesiastes. And the first one is that.We are different than animals. Our spirit lives on. Their souls don't.
Yeah, 就是你不要，我们只是看到我们这个人是好死人死了，那我们不知道最后发生什么，就死了，就因为死了，没有死人回来以后告诉我们这发生什么事情，我们只知道要死就死了。但是怎么就是他才突然发现，就是神，就神啊，就是不让我们知道背后的事情，以至于我们才怎么在今天在他神面前一个敬畏的心。
So what this means is that, you know, when we die, don't think that our spirits just disappear or nothing happens. You know, even though no one from the dead has come back to tell us what it's like. But God, he has chosen to make us unaware of that future, so that we will have a fear of the Lord.
他为什么知道神？为什么知道行不行？因为你在今生你做什么，怎么样做决定，已经有什么相应的后果，所以才知道，就说一切都有它的后果。那既然已经告诉你后果的话，那么就告诉你人生也要有一个后果。所以他才意识到，就说一个是人的你的生命，你的魂不会死的，你没有真正消失。再一个就是说，你要将来面对神的审判，以至于你才突然意识到，就是说，你最大的智慧乃是在知道，你在今生知道，就你要敬畏神。
So, you know, we know that in our lives, you know, what we do has its consequences. So how we live our life also results in a certain consequence. And what, you know, from this we realize that it's one, you know, our spirits.They do live on even though we die physically. And second, because we have to face judgment, that we should have a fear for the Lord.
所以先想到这个地方，我们都知道，就从这个，尤其是这个，从这个这个，当然我们都知道，就是因为刚才这个话，就话更让我们更加清楚一点，就是说，就我们今天之所以这个光景，就正如这个，这个摩西在这个诗篇里所讲的，就是说，就我们的问题是什么？是我们的罪以至于我们有进行这样解决， 那么到底这个罪是到底怎么回事，以至于我们会成为今天这样的结局呢？
So from Psalm 90, what Moses is saying is, our condition has become this way through our sin. And so, what is this sin?
这个如果要讲到罪的话，我想我们大家都很似乎常都很知道，但是我们常常有时候觉得好像知道，对，不一定都知道。所以我们要想知道罪的话，实际上你很容易看到就是什么是罪。你从最初起初，亚当夏娃在伊甸发生的事情，你知道什么是罪。
So what is sin? Oftentimes when we talk about it, we might understand it on the surface, but sometimes we don't understand it fully. But to know what sin is, we can just look at the first sin that was committed in the Garden of Eden between Adam and Eve.
你知道神最起初创造伊甸园，以亚当和夏娃安置在那个地方，他们真的是一个完全 perfect 的一个 environment， 有非常完美的一个环境。神只给他们一条规定，也就是说，在那个园子的中间，分别善恶树的果子，你不可以吃。
When God created Adam and Eve, He placed them in this perfect place called Eden. But He only gave them one rule. The rule was that they shouldn't eat from the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
你觉得很稀奇啊？他什么都可以，他就你什么都有了，你干嘛还就叫那一个呢？当然不需要嘛，对不对？但是很奇怪一件事情发生什么？突然有一个什么？有一个傻蛋，就是有一个另外一个，就是突然就他来就突然就是他不去找，不是找找的亚当，他找夏娃，对他说，神岂是真说你能和你不可以什么都是原动生神都不可以吃吗？
So interestingly, in this entire garden, they had access to everything but just this one thing. You might ask why. And at the same time, there was another character, Satan.He came in and he decided to deceive Eve, not Adam, but Eve. And he started by asking her, you know, is it true what God said that if you eat this fruit, you would die?
这个故事哦，我们大家都知道，我不去讲这个具体细节的。可是，但是我想指导你讲两点。第一个，我们犯罪是我们自己的选择 ，OK？也就是神规定我们了，我们不管怎么样，这样别样和怎样做，然后最终是我们选择做了，然后以至于是犯罪。
So we're not going to go into the details of the story, but the key point is that that's the sins that we commit is because of our own choice. No matter what else is going on around us, who says anything, we make the decision.
即使是撒旦，他都不能强迫你去做，他只能什么引诱你。
So even with Satan, he can't force you to sin, but he can tempt you.
但是呢，他我们都知道呀，他的这个就是他的那个 strategy， 就是他的那个引诱你的方式是这样，是要你就在你里面就去让你对神开始怀疑神的话，怀疑神的这个 character.
And the way he tempts us is he starts to.Cast doubt within us on God's purpose.
他告诉你说，神为什么让你规定叫男生呢？叫什么？可是你为什么又不让你吃这个呢？但是不让你吃这个，是不是神有另外一个什么意思啊？哦，他一讲，他马上就讲，哦，这个你要吃的话，你就会神一样。哦，所以神，你看这神他不让你吃，他就是是他这个是有他的这个他心不对。
So that's why.Satan, he started by deceiving Eve by saying, you know, is it true, you know, you could eat anything in this place, but not this tree? And he started making the point that is there another reason why God wouldn't want you to eat it? And if it's because God doesn't want you to be like him.
天，我很关心你，我告诉你这个真实，你吃了不会死，你可以去吃，你吃会像神一样。然后他怎么？他就去做了。
And it seems like Satan is trying to say, "You see, I care about you. If you eat it, you won't die."
当他一次以后，立刻就发现就自己怎么样，他上当了。然后继续，他也知道，就是他上当了。但是你要知道一点，就是说，你看，让我们看到一个很清楚一点，那个罪的轨迹是什么？就说是你没有在神面前对神有个敬畏的心，以至于好像你把神的话不当着一回事情。甚至怀着你好像你来看你来探讨你来说什么，然后你自己去就说按你自己意思想做什么就做。
So you know after they you know they took the fruit, then they realized they messed up, and then you know what we realized from this is that how the process of sin works is that, you know, when we commit these sins, it's because we don't, you know, respect or fear what God's words are.
我们知道是夏娃是被受骗了，但是亚当是什么？圣经里告诉他，他没有骗，他没有受骗，他清楚知道神的旨意，但他最终他也是选择了跟这个夏娃一样的道路，没有告诉我们最终他到底是为什么会这样。但有一点，无论如何，还是什么，就他不管是仁义的也好，或者我就是什么任何其他意思也好，他都是他选择做这个，就是没有敬畏神，而听从了他妻子的话，做了他不该做的事情，冒犯了神。
So, you know, if we look back here, Eve was the one who was deceived, but if we look at Adam, you know, it appears that he willingly decided to do the same thing. He knew what God's words were, but whatever the case, whatever the reason, he chose not to follow.
Yeah. 让我们看到一点就是最关键就是什么？你有没有把神当神？
So what sin is basically, do you treat God as God?
也就是说神这样说了，你就是告诉你很清楚，就是说神这样说了，你有没有把神当神？哎，神告诉你就你要做了以后会后日子是怎样，那就将来会怎样，你真的做了以后发现怎么样，一定会真的是这样，你自己在发现什么，神是真的是可畏的。
What sin is basically not following through with God's word, but if we, you know, when we do what God says, you know, we see what the result is.
神说了就是你吃的时候将要死，怎么样？他们最后死了，真的是死。
And God said that if you eat this fruit, you will die. And really, when they did that, they did.
他不但说是神让他们就是他们要死，而且告诉什么？那真的神的恩典和怜悯给他们有足够的年日，或者他们活了八九百岁啊，就。给了他们足够的年日，然后，但是他尽管他们犯罪，但神的旨意怎么样？他能够继续进行，他不至于就是说，就因为你们的犯罪，然后他就他的神的旨意就全部被毁了。
Even though they sinned, God still had grace and mercy on them. They were able to live, you know, a rather long life. And even despite the sin, God was still able to accomplish.
但更重要一点就是说，因着他们的犯罪怎么样？那个带罪的结局就是说。所有人类就是什么，就他必须一定是那个事，就是那个罪的那个后果在他们身上，也就是他们必须是汗流满面才得糊口。这是对男的，对女的是什么，叫他要被加深的愁苦。他本来他最重要的关系是和丈夫的关系，和关系居然那个关系成为和小孩的关系，那个关系成为他什么最大的 trouble。
Even though God had this grace, and even though He was still able to accomplish His will, but for us as humans, we had to bear the fruit of this sin. And for men, you know, God, you know, gave the curse that we have to toil and sweat to be able to, you know, eat, to have food. And for women, it was having difficulties and challenges in their relationships with their children and their husbands.
所以这样的话我们又看到，就是你不管你什么人，这世上所有人都是什么，都会一定的是结局就是劳苦愁烦，烦人转眼真空。
So no matter who we are in this world, we realize that there's a lot of struggle in this life.
但是啊，就是我们想一看啊，这当然这是我们从那个历史呢稍微看一点，但是我们再继续看一点点圣经，看看神怎么说我们整个人最真实的生命的光景啊，就我们看这个以弗所书第二章。
But let's dive a little deeper into other places in Scripture that talks about our a spiritual condition. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
你要知道，就自从我们的始祖犯罪以后，叫罪进入这世界，最后每个人来到这世界是什么样？已经与神隔绝了，就。
Okay. So we have to know that the result of this sin is that once sin came into this world, that we were all separated from God.
Yeah, 所以这样看。这个以弗所书第二章第一节说，你们死在过犯罪当中。
And in verse 1 it says, as for you, you are dead in your transgressions and sins.
也就是说，他就说你生命关键是什么？你是 dead， 就是你是跟神就是说是跟神是完全是什么？是分开的。 就是说你对神的事情是什么没有 response。
So what this means is that what is our real condition? Our condition is that we're dead and that we don't have a relationship with God.
嗯，然后呢，就是你这是讲这个是讲什么？叫那时我们对当时他讲的时候是我们已经信主，但我们信主之前那个关系，他你们在其中行事啊，讲是随从你们行事怎么样？随从心思的封锁，顺从空风转晴的灵首领，在是就是在今世界现今悖逆之子心中运行的灵。像我们从前也在他们当中放纵肉体及私欲和随肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子和别人一样。
And here in verse 2 it says that, you know, before we came to Christ, we also followed the ways of the world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is at work in those who are disobedient. And that all of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature.
你这就告诉我们，就是我们在没有信主之前，我们的生命观就是这样，就什么观点？你灵魂是死的 ，OK。然后呢，而且呢，你在其中呢，你自己的不自觉的，你在其中行事为什么样？是随从今世的风俗。然后呢，你都不知道你心中是原来是顺服空中掌权者的势力，就是被他悖逆之子运行的灵。这个灵，然后呢，就我们在其中的就放纵肉体，就你是不知不觉的，随着那个你在其中就随着波浊流都不知道。然后呢，然后讲放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体去行，讲是什么可怒之子和别人一样。
So again, you know, before we came to Christ, you know, our true condition is that our spirits are dead, and the fact that we follow the ways of the world, that we are actually under the spirit.Who's in work at work and those who are disobedient, and that we use that in those in that way we were also gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and our desires and thoughts, and that we were actually objects of wrath.
然后我们再看那个以弗所书四章第四十七节十八节十九节啊。
But let's read Ephesians chapter 4 verses 17 to 19.
他其实所以我说这样，且在主里确实说你们行事不为人，不要像外邦人存虚妄的心行事，你们不要像他行事一样，那像什么呢？就他们心地昏昧，与神的生命对吧隔绝了。都因为自己无知，心里刚硬，良心就丧失了，就放纵私欲，贪心各种各样的污，要种种的污秽。
It says, so I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality.As to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more.
你要知道，就是说这个地方是这样描述的我们真实的光景，叫你 darkening understanding， 也就是中文翻译叫心地昏昧啊，心地昏昧，就你根本不了解、不认识、知道对真理的事情，你实在是就是根本不太不清楚。你以为自己为聪明，但实际上你怎么样？你是就是你自己，就是说你根本不了解这生命的事情，你自己觉得你与神的生命怎么样是隔绝的。而且你还不但无知，心里还刚硬，就觉得自己很不错。然后呢，而且很稀奇一点，就是说，就你良心都已经丧失了，你知道那个良心是神放在你里面，就唯一能够让你就好像就是一个知道，就是你做错的时候，你知道什么，就心里被责备的一个很稀奇神放在人里面的一个就是应该叫 device 吧，
So here it's telling us that, you know, what our condition is that we were darkened in our understanding, so we don't know the truth and that we're ignorant to it. And because of that, we're separated from the life of God. And in fact, you know, we also have hardened our hearts and have ignored our consciences. And the conscience was put there by God as a tool, to help us to discern right from wrong.
良心真的是神放在人里面一个，就是说一个非常重要的一个，怎么说呢？就是神给的一个，就好像 gift 一样。他在人里面，他就你做了对的时候，怎么他会就是 confirm you， 就好像就马上就与你验证。你做错的时候，马上就怎么样，就嘛 against you， 就是 accuse you， 然后就控告你。 所以说你这个真的是就是说是至于为什么说我们即使抱着信主的今天我们怎么样，我们良心好像慢慢就会真的被苏醒了，更多的苏醒了，然后呢我们不会就不会ignore这个良心，因为良心实在是神在我们里面放的一个标准。
So God has put this conscience, it's like a gift that God has given us, and that when we follow our conscience and we do right, the conscience affirms us, but when we go against it, then it accuses us. And that's why, you know, as when we become believers, you know, more and more our consciences are awakened.
但是对于我们天上人我们来说，我们都知道这世上很多人教导叫很喜教的教导，他叫 ignore 你，叫 ignore 你的 conscience， 就是我们不要管你的 conscience， 你自己感觉做什么事情有罪恶感，你再去做，做了最后没有罪恶感了，然后那你就没事了吧？就有人这样教导。
In this world, some people will choose to ignore their consciences and tell others to ignore it, just to keep doing it until they don't feel guilty.
Yeah, 你知道为什么那个同性恋者他们一定要就是他们要通过各样的方式让别人认可，他们认为就是他们是很特别的人，他们就是应该这样做没问题的。为什么？
So you know, this is why, you know, why are those who are homosexual, they keep wanting to make others accept their ways?
因为他们的良心不安，所以他要怎么样 silence conscience， 让别人知道这不是罪。
And the reason is because their hearts are not at peace, and they want to silence others so that they can not have to feel guilty.
Yeah. 但是就是说你可以不管你的良心怎么样，在神的地方怎么样，仍然是罪。OK。他的审判，等他审判到的时候，他绝对不会以你为有罪的为无罪。
So, you know, but, you know, all of our sins, you know, doesn't matter how we feel. If it's a sin, it's a sin, and that when God makes His judgment, He won't let those who have sinned go unpunished.
Okay. 所以呢，这世人一旦这个良心丧失了以后，怎么样？他很。就很清楚就嘛，就接下来就是放纵肆意，形成各种很多的污秽，所以各种事情都有可能发生的。
So that's why here it says that they've lost sensitivity and they've chosen to indulge in all kinds of impurity.
但是我们都知道一点，就是说，既然主耶稣告诉你说，就你要知道这个罪对你的影响都很大，就你甚至要，如果你是一个像你的眼睛这件事，你就要是你犯罪了，你把他眼睛都扒了扔了。如果腿一个手就要把手砍了，他说你哇，那个主耶稣这样描述那个罪的结局，那就是说他知道你那个后果太严重了，讲他宁可你缺一个什么，就缺少个眼睛，少个缺个胳膊，进入永恒的话，要比你的罪点怎么样要强得多。为什么？因为最终的审判太可怕了。
And so think about what Jesus said. You know, he says if our eyes causes us to sin, to gouge it out, or if our hands causes us to sin, then to chop it off. And the way he talked about it seems a little extreme, but the reason is because Jesus knows what the result of sin is and how, you know, how bad it really is. And that's why it's better for us to have to lose something, like lose a hand or lose an eye,rather than for all of us to end up in hell.
那个最终的审判，我们知道最终的审判者乃是耶稣自己。OK， 所以而且那个审判是在我们在那个我们都知道在启示录这记录的。我因为时间的确是，就我们想到这个这一讲以后，这个时间过去这么快啊，然后我们稍微要快一点啊，因为对不起，这我真的要稍微简单点启示录啊。启示录二十章第十节。
Okay, so we also know that Jesus is the judgment, and let's read Revelation chapter 20, verse 10.
这启示录第启示录二十章的时候的描述是最终对撒旦的审判，就是那这撒旦是什么叫？他那一千年第七节说，那一千年完了以后，撒旦要必在监狱里面释放出来。他出来以后要迷惑地上四方的列国，就是哥哥马哥啊，叫他们要聚集他们增长，他们叫人数要堕落海沙，他们上来遍满全地，要围住圣城和 蒙爱的圣徒的营和蒙爱的城啊，就是就有火从天上降下来灭了他们，就有火灭了。这是最后叫撒旦，就是他那个引导这个不信的人，居然在最后来攻击神的属神的子民啊。叫那迷惑他的迷惑他们的鬼魔就被运到硫磺火里，就是先知和色和贤先知所在的地方。他们在那个在他们必昼夜受苦，直到永远。
So here it's talking about the judgment that will come to Satan. So here it's saying that when the millennium kingdom is over, Satan will be released. He'll deceive many nations to come and attack God's people and the city that he loves. But then the devil who deceived those people will be thrown into a lake of burning sulfur. And the beast and the false prophet will also be there, and they'll be tormented day and night forever.
接下来我们都知道，就是讲这个，他讲我又看见是有白色大宝座，然后呢又坐在上面的，然后呢他就说，而且他就是关键是这个，他就这个地方让我们清楚看到一点，就关键是我就想是不是最后讲，他第十五句这样。若有人，就我们都知道所有人都会复活，然后呢复活也我想还是多这点，因为这个神的话最清楚不过的。然后因为这个地方实际上我关键讲的就是说，我们必须清楚认识到我们生命最终的光景，假如你如果没有得救的话，你的结局就是这样。 OK， 所以他这样说，就说天，我又看见那个白色的大宝座和与上面坐着，就从他面前天地逃去的，不再有见了。我又看见死人和无论大小都站在神的面前，案卷展开的，另有一卷就是生命册，死了的人都凭着这事件所记载的，照他们所行的审判。就于死海叫做其中的死人，阴间和死亡也叫做其中的死人，他们都照个人所行的受审判。死亡和阴间也被扔到火火里，火火就是第二次死。若有人的名字没有记载在生命册上，就被扔在火火里。
And after this, it talks about the judgment, and it says that there was a great white throne, and Jesus was sitting on it, and earth and the sky fled away, and that when the books of life were opened, the dead were judged according to what they had done. So even the sea gave up the dead, and Hades gave up the dead, and so everyone was judged according to what they had done. And at the end, even death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. And this lake of fire is the second death. And anybody's name who is not found in the book of life was thrown into this lake of fire. And this is the kind of, result for those who do not believe.
所以我想这么多，对不起，就是我没想到，就是这个一讲起来，就是稍微把有些东西想拎在一块的时候，会花非常多时间啊，就时间就基本上就光了，就没有多少时间了。但是我必须要把一个就 second part 要稍微讲一讲，否则的话就是 the meaningless。
So I know I've talked a lot and time has gone by really quickly, but there's a second part that I need to talk about.
我就想，就说我们要认识到这个救恩之所以宝贵，你首先很重要一点，你要看到，就你原来的这光景是什么样。
So to really understand how precious our salvation is, we have to know what our original condition was.
就你的光景就是你是被罪所捆绑，不能得自由。就你的命令的结，你是生活在神的震怒之下，你将命令结局是永远的审判，在火火里永远承受神的咒诅。
Our original condition is that we were enslaved to sin and unable to be free from it, and that we're living under God's wrath, and that our judgment is to be to be thrown into this lake of fire.
当你知道你自己这样的光景的话，你就自然想到，哇，我们怎么样能够脱离这个光景？当你知道神的救恩的时候，你自己才知道，哇，这是何等宝贵！我们岂不要紧紧的握着
？So when we understand this, then the question we ask ourselves is, how can we escape this judgment? And so when we learn about the salvation, then that's why we're able to.To really understand and be thankful and to hold tightly onto it.
哎，那个拯救哦，就拯救者，我们都现在我不能只能把它弄了，有时间没有了啊。然后对不起，我想用只能用有非常简单的描述的快速这个到底是那个拯救是怎么回事。那个拯救者就是耶稣， 但是他神是怎么成就这件事情的？
So we know the our Savior is Jesus, but how did God accomplish this salvation?
神在人创在我们世俗犯罪之后，就他已经就说，在就是在那个对撒旦的咒诅当中，已经告诉也埋伏了，就那个就埋伏了，像埋有个伏笔一样的告诉叫神最终拯救的途径。
So even from the beginning, after the first sin was committed and the curse that was given to Satan, God already embedded his plan for our salvation.
他说女人的后裔，女人的后裔将来要打破恶者的头。
And God said that it's the offspring, the seed from the woman will smash the head of the serpent.
哎，在这个事情成就之前，就这件事，女人的后裔，当然就是因为他那个原文讲是就 woman's seed, 就 woman's seed。就因为知道就因为每个女我们知道每个女性在这个世上她生小孩的时候，她那个就她那个种子就是 seed, 英文叫 seed, 那种子是从 南方来的。但是唯独在人类世界史上只有一个人，就是玛利亚，她那个种子是不是从男不是从任何男的来的，是从神来的，也就是说从自己好像自己来的，就 woman's seed, 唯独就是一次而已，那个 seed 就降生的就是耶稣。
And what God was saying here is that he said it's the woman's seed that would bring upon salvation. And the difference is that we all know that, you know, for women to have children, that the seed comes from the man. But what God was saying here is that the seed comes from the woman, which means it does not come from man. And it almost appears as if it's coming from the woman. But we know that this is Jesus.
Yeah.关键就是说，你要知道，就是说，神告诉就是救恩是这位就这位拯救者要成就的。但在这件事情成就之前，神借着摩西颁发了律法。
So from that we know that it's Jesus who is our Savior. But before Jesus came, God used Moses to write the law.
哎，那个律法的话，就基本上是要，实际上就是说，基本上就是两，基本上是两块，实际上有三块了，就是。有三块内容，但他那个 moral law 就是他的中心那个内容就是十诫。
And so this law really has three parts, and the first one is the Ten Commandments. It's the moral law.
对，那个十诫就定规了，告诉我们，就你要世人，你要想做些神明做对的话，你要知道你与神的关系是什么，你和人比的人与人之间的关系是什么。而这种关系的话，定规起来，在主耶稣也描述，就是说你是。对神要尽心尽意爱主你的神 ，OK， 不但是对神面前有尊敬，而且真的是敬畏他，而且是这样怎么样？就你是尽心要服侍他。对人呢，你是要爱人如己。
So what this Ten Commandments really tells us is what is our relationship with God and what is our relationship with others, and it can all be summed up in first, you know, to love God with all of our heart, mind, and strength.And the second is to love others like ourselves.
是因为就是说你对人与人之间，就我们有那么多很复杂的事情，所以它变成就是说相对的延伸出来，就是说那个人与人之间的定规，一些彼此之间就是说受伤害啊，怎么样防补啊，怎么样，然后应该怎么样罚啊，然后你要所罚的要必须要就是说你这像所犯冒犯的要相称啊，所以才变成一批就是那个叫 civil law， 就是有民事法。
And because our relationship with others is sometimes pretty complicated, so that's why it was expanded, and there are a lot of laws written to address the different issues, and that became the civil law.
Yeah. 但另外一部分很大的一部分是什么呀？叫礼仪。
But the other piece of it is the ceremonial law.
Yeah. 那礼仪是什么回事？我们都知道，一个最重要的礼仪一个过程就是什么？就是一个神的殿。他描述的告诉我们，告诉就是说神。你是罪人，你没有人能够接近神，你唯一接近神的方式必须什么，要有一个带赎的，有一个这个一个动物，一个动物，用动物，神给你一个动物，让那个动物替你死，要有一个还中间那个祭司叫 mediator， 他因着你在就有人为你带赎，然后有一个中介他带你进入，好像来到神面前。
And one of the most important things in the ceremonial law is the temple. And what it shows us is that we don't have direct access to God, and the only way we can is by having an animal or someone else bearing our sin. And even after bearing that sin, there needs to be a priest to be a mediator to help us be able to come into the presence of God.
整个一个摩西建立的这个神借着摩西所颁发的律法，他告诉人最终就有两件事情。
So through Moses and through these laws, what God was telling us is are two things.
第一个就他是这个神的就是那个十诫和就是 moral law 和 civil law 等等之类的这一切。告诉你就是什么？告诉你就是要让你清楚的在神面前知道你是罪人，你根本不可能达到神的，就是达到神所要求的完美。
So what are the Ten Commandments, this moral law and the civil law tells us is that we are sinners and that no matter what we do, we can't achieve God's standard.
在人看来，好像神的世界好像都写的一东西，外在东西似乎好像都可以，人都可以做到似的。但是在神是看内心的，没有一个人真实的、完完全全的能够达到他的要求，也就是全心全意爱神。
And while the Ten Commandments seem like they're things that we can all accomplish and do, but God is looking into our hearts and He knows that we can't.Achieve even the first part, which is to love God with all of our heart.
人类的历史已清楚的知道，就是说，神最初借着这个，就对着以色列的应许，给他们国度，然后带领他们就出埃及，进入应许之地，建立他们的国度。然后国度之后，他们怎么样？很快就衰亡了。神所应许的，让他们清楚的看到神的要求，他们做不到。最后，他们的人真的是很快越来越败坏。
And through the nation of Israel, God showed that, you know, God chose them. He led them out of Egypt. He allowed them into the promised land and expanded their, you know, their kingdom. But, you know, God also showed what happens when, you know, that they showed us and them that they could not achieve God's standards and requirements. And through that, their kingdom started to fall.
那神在，但是在那个摩西律法里面，清楚神告诉大家：你如果跟着这些做，怎么样，你就会受祝福；如果你不做，你定义是怎么样，你受咒诅。而那个结局就是说一定会发生。但果然，就他们所的人，以色列的历史正是在好像让我们清楚的看到，就是即使这样所发生的，他们没有办法，也不能做到神的要求，最后他们亡国了。
So, you know, what Moses was saying is if they follow God's laws, then they will be blessed, but if they don't, then they will be cursed. And what history has shown us, and through scripture, is that the Israelites were unable and they couldn't fulfill what God's requirements.
尽管神不断地在事情发生之前都不断地警告他们，告诉他们神是罪的，就是他们犯罪的时候就要劝他们悔改，但他们怎么样？心里刚硬，顽梗悖逆。
And so God tried many times to warn them, but even after they sinned, you know, their hearts were hardened.
有时候他们在其中说也可能稍微软化一下，比如甚至亚哈啊，他甚至软化一下，好像突然这个哦，神的审判临到他时，他就马上就神面前，逐步的缓缓这些，就但是神的这样的神的恩典都会临到他们，但是讲他们之中怎么样，在神面前根本没有那个忠心。
So, you know, even still, you know, some people, they, you know, they had, their hearts were softened in certain moments, just like King Ahab. But even still, God saw that their hearts were not loyal to him.
但是因为我们时间的确是对不起啊，就稍微再占用一点时间，然后稍微把这个开始讲清楚啊。你要知道，就是神给摩西那个律法告诉他，就说再告诉你啊，就说。那个会幕乃是照着神指示他的样式，哎，那个样式是什么？真正的样式在什么？在天上。
So we have to know that when Moses he put together this tabernacle, this design is based on what he saw in heaven.
Yeah. 所以在摩西在，所以神要叫摩西做，首先你要谨慎，一定要照着他所行的，告诉他的样式，一定要照，因为呢什么？真正的样式呢是就地上的，那只是个影儿，告诉你就是说那个就往那个去的方向。所以在讲的第二个点就是说，他那个律法的第二个点，第一个告诉你是罪，第二个告诉你就你与神接近的那个路径。
So. That's why when Moses was, you know, drawing out the requirements of what the tabernacle looks like, God told him to do it, to follow it exactly as how it is, because it's a reflection, it's a shadow of the real a temple in heaven. And in a similar way, the law, you know, the first part is it tells us, you know, what our condition is, that we are sinners. But it's also telling us where we have to go.
你要想接近神，你必须要什么？要解决罪的问题。哎，这个罪是必须要有一个人，就是你罪公价乃是死，因为神就神是圣洁的神，他断不义有罪无罪的。那罪的公价乃是死，你不但是肉体的死，而是灵魂的死。那你死就完了，就没有了。但神的恩典告诉你，就是什么？可以有一个代赎的。
So basically, what we realize is that the only way to draw near to God is if our sin is paid for. And we know that the wages of sin is death. But if we die, then that's meaningless. But God has grace, and He showed us how we can, that we, through a substitute, we can be saved.
他这另外告诉你，就是说你这个你必须要你解要你的。因为你的罪和神隔绝，因着你的罪，你在神的面光中的愤怒落在震怒之下。但实际上，神告诉你，就是说你必须要一个代赎的，然后必须要有一个什么中介，叫 mediator， 叫祭司，他为你成就这事。
So you know what God is saying is that it's because of our sin we're separated from Him. Because of our sin there is wrath, and the only way to come back to God is that.There's someone who has a substitute for our sins, and that there needs to be a mediator or a priest to do this.
我们至终是神要至终要让我们是成就的产业，乃是什么样？是他的，是他自己，是他的天堂。他是这样圣洁的神，你若不圣洁，你不可能进入。
So you know, to be able to get into heaven, we have to be holy.
但是人不可能圣洁。
But,
但神的恩典是什么呀？他不是要你 perfect 然后才能进天堂，但他告诉你就要是你要你知道，你认识到你的罪，认识到你亏缺了神，认识到就是说你必须认识到就是神已经设立一位叫代赎者，也是耶稣，他担当了你的罪，你因着信怎么样，在神面前就称义了。
So, you know, We have to rely on this substitute to be able to pay off our sin and get to heaven. And what God is showing us is that, you know, He's not we can't be holy, you know, but He's not requiring us to be perfect. Rather, He wants us to recognize our sin and to rely on Jesus and through faith be able to enter into heaven.
所以你要知道，就说十字架那意味着什么？乃是主耶稣他来担当你。本来要在神面前要付上的一切的罪的后果，他担当你的罪，为你偿还了罪债。那个罪债是什么罪债？那个罪债就我们这些实际信他的人啊，罪都在他身上为我们偿还了。
So this is why the cross is important, because it's on this cross that Jesus bore all of our sin and the punishment that was due to us.He bore it for us so that we didn't have to experience it.
你要知道，耶稣在这地上，他知道神的心意，他知道，就是说他就是神所那个整个旧约所预表的那一位代赎者，所以他知道来到世上以后，就像希伯来书讲的这样，他神啊，像你来，就我来了，叫你为我预备身体，叫祭司和你这些东西都不是你所要的，你是讲是我是就是他说他是在真正的这个代赎者，就他要担当罪的。哎，他那个
So Jesus knew when he came onto this earth that he would be the substitute, and that's why he said, you know, when he came that a body was prepared for him, so that he could do this for us.
他来在地上过了33年的生活。你要知道，他每当想到这件事情的时候，怎么样？他的心里都非常焦躁。
You have to know, in his 33 years on this earth, whenever he thought about that moment, his heart was disturbed.
他清楚知道，在神面前那个审判是多么的严重，他必须要承担。
And he clearly knew how severe the punishment would be from God, but he had to bear it.
他必须，他知道，就是说，他知道，就是他如果不在那，我们都没有指望了。神就神来，他差他来的目的就是要为我们成就与阿爸父神的和好，必须要解决这个罪的问题。
And he knew that, you know, that this burden is heavy, but he had to bear it, and so that he could fulfill, the Father's will, which is to bridge the relationship between us and the Father.
我们以为就是耶稣在世界上所承受的，好像只是我们常常看到的是肉体的痛苦，对不对？但是你要知道，主耶稣所祷告的罪，就他实在的乃是就是说。他灵里的复活，就他知道他肉身一定要死的，但关键是要从死里来出来。
So you know, the important thing is that, you know, when Jesus came here on earth, you know, what he came to do was to save our spirits. So even though he died, he knew that the important thing was for him to be resurrected.
所以当耶稣，因为的耶稣怎么样，他是没有罪的，他担当我们的罪，然后他最后就是经为我们肉身死的，灵里好像与神隔绝了，但是怎么样，阴间没有他，他是完全的 perfect， 他是神人，所以神最终让他就怎么样，这身为至高从死里复活了，所以他为我们怎么样，最终是什么，胜过了死亡。
So because he had no sin, but he bore our sin, that's why hell cannot keep him. And so that's why he was resurrected, and he was lifted up, and he overcame death for us.
他不但胜过死亡，他关键是什么？他是复活了，他成了可以吃生命的主。
So not only did he, you know, conquer death, overcome death, but he resurrected.And so he can give us this new life.
你知道你今天只有信主，你会发，你知道你是怎么样的？你今天是今天你信主的光景是什么吗
？So now that you've been saved, you know what is your future condition?
我没有时间去看了，因为实际上是真的有很多圣经正在看了以后，真的非常的 exciting。就你要知道，当你信主的那一瞬间啊，就是什么？他进入圣经，就是你。你的旧人，你本来是死的，怎么样？你复活了。
Essentially, what we are today is that, you know, we were once dead, but now we've been born again.
我们还是看一集吧。对不起，这时间实在是这掌握的一塌糊涂，搞得一塌糊涂。但是就是还是我们看以弗所书第二章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2.
第二章第四节下，然而神既有丰盛的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯罪里中怎么样？他便叫我们与基督一同活过来。叫你们得救本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。OK， 就是并且要讲他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督里向我们死的恩典显明给所有人世代看。你们得救本乎恩，也因着信，并不是因着自己，乃是神所赐的，不是出于人的行为，也免得人自夸。你们原是神爱在工作，在基督里造成的，为了叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们所行的。
So from verse 4 to 10 it says, But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God,Not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
这个地方再讲最清楚不过，让我们死在过程当中，他就让我们活过来了。OK， 所以在主耶稣在别的地方的告诉我们很清楚，告诉我们就是说，他用另外一个单词叫 born again， 你生在这个世上了。你要知道，就是人你我们都他为什么主耶稣都特别叫我们这个人重生在神的国度里面啊？他用个词叫 born again， 因为我们大家都知道，每个人都知道嘛，我们来到世上怎么样？ 从妈妈生的，对不对？父母生的，对不对？你从父母生的，你又没有任何，就是有没有做任何努力啊？就有这种东西能够让你自己生下来？全是神的，全是什么父母的工作？也就是说，你重生在神的国度，完全是神的工作。
So we know here it's basically telling us that we were once dead, but God raised us to life, and this is also what Jesus meant by us being born again.
但是就是说，但是我们讲，哎，我也信啊，也信啊。但这个地方清楚告诉我们，就是那个信就是什么呀？是整个神拯救的一部分，计划的一部分，是他。把那个信放在你里面。
But you know, this salvation, we have to know that it is part of God's plan and that He put this in our hearts.
这就为什么说那个以西结就是嘛，他用那个新，就新约那个就新这个新的这个这个这时候到了就新约了，是怎么样的？他神啊讲，除去你的私心，赐给你个肉心。哇，那就是怎么样？那个就你可以想象是个什么样的变化。
And Ezekiel says that God will take away our heart of stone and put in a heart of flesh.
那个就说那个以弗那个希伯来书第八章的讲叫神啊叫实际上这个他引用的是以利米书三十一章讲的内容，讲的新约。新约和旧约的不同在什么地方？旧约乃是他所神的应所需要的实践，是在字刻在石板上的。但新约怎么样？他把这个约放在你心里面。
In Hebrews chapter 8, it uses the chapter from Jeremiah to describe the difference between the Old Testament and the Old Covenant and the New Covenant, in which the Old Covenant was written on tablets, but in the New Covenant, God will put His will into our hearts.
旧约神是要求你这些。你做不到，但今天新约把神把这些东西放在你心里面，你自动去能做。
In the Old Testament, God put these commandments that we were unable to fulfill, but in the New Covenant, God is putting it in our hearts so that we are motivated to do His will.
他是那个后面的能量、能力的源头，他让你成就神的工作，成就所神所要的。
And so God is putting His power in us to accomplish His works.
对，所以他讲，他觉得新约怎么样？他就不再纪念罪了，因为什么？他是神所要的耶稣什么已经什么 fulfilled.
And you know, so God is no longer in the new covenant. He's not looking at our sin because Jesus already fulfilled it.
真正的律法的意义成就在我们身上了。
And so the true purpose of the law will be fulfilled in us.
所以你是不是 excited？ 如果你听到这些东西，是不是 excited？
So aren't you excited？
所以最终哦，我们看一段圣经哦，我就结束这个 talk 啊。
And so, last verse we'll look at here
是加拉太书
，is Galatians
二章十九节到
Chapter 2 verse 19，
十九节和二十节
，and 20。
我们现在这样看的话，你就容易看懂为什么这样保罗这样描述的，他这个保罗是描述他这样自己作为信徒在神面前真实的光景，对吧？他我因律法向律法死了，律法是要求我死的嘛，对不对？但是怎么样？但耶稣替我死了，那就说我和耶稣已经同钉十字架，就同钉十字架，就什么？我这律法对律法来说我就死了，对吧？我就死了，所以这样的话就我死掉，我就叫我可以向神活。因为我今天什么律法在我里面，我是向神而活的，那种我已经与这么他讲二十九，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着什么不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。你要知道，就是说今天是什么是神的生命在你里面活着，是神儿子生命在你里面活着。然后呢，就我今天在肉身里活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是为我，他是爱我，为我舍弃。一方面是讲是神的生命在我里面，但另外一方面，我今天是因着信，是这一个好像一体的两面。我今天是因着信为神而活 ，OK， 所以这就是我们真实的光景。当你知道你真实的光这样真实的光景的，你外面无论发生什么事情，你怎么样，你仍然能站立得住，因为你知道你是谁。感谢主。
So here, verse 19, it says, For through the law, I died to the law so that I might live for God. And Paul said this because Jesus died so that we were not under the law anymore. So now even though the law was supposed to bring death, now we are dying to the law. And here in verse 20 it says, I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live. So it's Christ's life who is living in us. And the life that I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God. So on one hand, it is Christ living in us who's given us this new life. But on the other hand, we are also living by faith for him.
父啊，谢谢你，真的是何等的怜悯我们哦，将这个我们真实的身份和地位哦，我们真实的生命的光景，在基督里是何等丰盛奇妙的光景向我们来显明，帮助我们真知道真认识他哦，真是这样的真理，以至于我们哦，主啊，能够哦来活在其中，来荣耀你圣名，祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
阿门。